Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to All Radio, OUR Radio Show. This is the guest speaker, Mark Kensel. And where are we going? That's a good question. Let's open my we're going to talk about where the rise of capitalism started, electoral vote, healthcare, defense budget. And what and whom are we really afraid of? If you want to call in, please feel free to do so. And it is 646-668-2392. Rise of capitalism. Well, let's see. What are we going to talk about that? That's where all our problems are. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the corporations look at us as just a little cattle that just keep breeding so they can keep having inner supply of the workforce. Anybody out there wants to listen to or watch C-SPAN in the morning? I think it's 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock in the Central Time, and 4 o'clock West Coast on. But anyway, I was listening to it today. Excuse me. And they were talking about they're talking about the great spanking that Obama gave Putin from Russia for hacking into our DC computers. See, the people don't understand. It's not just the DNC or the RNC. It's the why and who tapped into our political parties' computers and why. Well, it's to disrupt our election system. A basic democracy. And that's why Obama and everybody, you know, why people say, why didn't he do it before? Well, because he didn't want to cause a big unrest in the voting system and have people be swayed by the votes. But I was just in C-SCAN to get back on that, and they asked this question, and my. The number of Republicans have three different call-in lines, one for Republicans, one for Democrats, and one for independents. Every one of the Republicans that called in C-SPAN basically said, oh, well, you know, we were basically dictating their fear, you know, well, it's time for us to move on. You know, we're trying to make an ally with Russia. We need to reinforce our values with Russia and about Russia. Now, I'm going to guarantee you, these same Republicans, 2 years ago, if this would have happened, well, hell, they'd been ready to nuke them, people. You know, let's call it a war. They're bunching into it, you know. But since the leader, Mr. President-elect Trump, got on national TV when he was put to the question of, how he felt about it. He says, I think it's time for us to move on. I'm going to meet with the intelligence people next week and get the facts about this. Well, the thing of it is, if he was to be meeting with the intelligence briefings he was supposed to be meeting with every morning, he would have known the facts. No, he's too busy about getting all, surrounding himself with all his cronies, his billion-dollar cronies, so they can all get together and figure out how much money, rubbing their hands and grinning, and how much money they're going to make in the next 4 years. You right-wingers out there, if you really think Trump's going to help this country, you're completely off your rockers. You know, the reason he's buddying up Putin because of Russia's natural resources, natural gas, all abundant supply of oil. You know, this is why Trump steers away from alternative energies, and you know, why he don't believe in climate change. So anyway, the rise of capitalism. Let's talk about how all this shit got started. I must be coming down with cold. Anyway, if you want to know how this all started, really got started, go back to the Industrial Revolution. Back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And you had these families, the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies, all these, there's like five or six of these major names, multi-rich. Because you also have to remember back in that time, there wasn't any corporate tax. So the money they make off the corporations, that's just kept. They didn't pay tax on it. Matter of fact, Henry Ford, I'm sure you all heard of Henry Ford. He's one of the maker of the Ford vehicle. When he first primary choice was electric. And matter of fact, I got a book on how to make an electric car. I have to find it. But I believe it was Vanderbilt. I have to look it up. It was one of these big rich dudes. And they told him that if you make it run off gasoline, we'll finance you. And so he did. Matter of fact, his wife, Mrs. Ford, stated she didn't like the gasoline model of the Ford version of the vehicle. And matter of fact, they still have in the Ford Museum up in Detroit his first electric car that he built for her. And all they did is switch the batteries out, and it still ran 35 miles per hour. And after over 100 years, you know. So, but anyway, getting back to it. That's what started these rich men started capitalism to the point where we're at now. They had enough money where they could go in and influence the outcome of elections. Here we are. Oh, yeah. The next one. So, capitalism. Oh, boy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against anybody making money. I'm becoming rich. If that's what your lifelong dream is, to become wealthy and own a corporation stuff. I mean, I have no problem with that. You know, and that's just, for me personally, that's just not one of my endeavors. I enjoy being, you know, going to work, coming home, and not having all the headaches. But some people enjoy it. I don't have any problems with it. The problems I have is when these capitalists make all this money, and they don't go to the people who help them make the money. The workers, like me, like you. You know? But you have to remember, back in the 1800s, you know, they had a pretty cheap workforce. You had the immigrants from China. You had the just free slaves, the African Americans, just were slaves just a few years before. And then you had a great influx of immigrants from Northern Europe and Europe, all over Europe, actually. And it was a cheap labor source. And they had an abundant supply of it. So these, you know, the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts, those types. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's real quick. Did you know gasoline was a byproduct of kerosene? And they just burn it? So they found out that, well, wait a minute, we've written this car, that Ford made, and make more money off something that we were building up, throwing away. So anyway, that's what's going on. When these men became so filthy rich that they could have the influence or influence of the outcome of the presidential elections. So. So let's move on. So now you know why we are, why we are where we are today. And where are we going with that? We're going to hell. Well, not us. I mean, we already live in hell because we work for these assholes. And they don't know how to treat us, and they're figuring out how to make more money just by not doing the right things. I was just in C-SPAN this morning, and they also talked about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, being repealed. And they asked the uninsured and insured to call them. And the guy who was on there came right out and said that, you know, he was the co-host or a guest host of the C-SPAN. And he's, of course, he was in favor of repealing the ACA. And the majority of the callers that called in, now the majority, I'm not saying all of them, but the majority, I'd say, oh, 90%. Wanted to have, you know, we couldn't have Medicare for all or a health care tax, a universal health care. And every time these people called in, you could hear it in his voice. Matter of fact, you can go to cspan.com, bring him up, and listen to the Washington Generals podcast and click on today's date, and you can listen to it. And the guy basically said, well, you know, this is a, what is it called, that free enterprise. And when he said that, I just couldn't believe it. He said a free enterprise. Actually, what he was saying, folks, is that capitalism, this is all ties in, capitalism is wanting to make money in lieu of health insurance companies off the sickness of the general populace. And that's what it all comes down to. One caller called in and said, you know, if we just took half of the money that we give to the Department of Defense, the defense budget, half of that money, and start and apply it to Medicare and give everyone Medicare, we wouldn't have these problems. And it's true. Another caller has called in and said, was agreeing with the previous caller. I said, yeah, we just go in and make all the hospitals. This government says, okay, you're, from now on, you're a nonprofit organization. Nonprofit. You know, and that's just sort of, just makes me upset when I find out hospitals are in there to make a profit. It's a business. You know. But anyway, we're talking about repealing the ACA, and so far, no one from the Republican Party stepped forward and said they have any kind of plan. Yeah. Well, I want to take it back. They do have one, but it's sort of vague. You know, it doesn't say how it's going to be paid for, who's going to pay for it, or who's eligible for it, or not. It's called standalone or stand up or some bullshit title that some right wing religious fanatic gave. Tea Party. Person, it's ridiculous. So anyway, that's where we are in healthcare. So just off the small consensus of percentile people who called in C-SPAN this morning, I would say that if you put it over the general populace in the United States, I would probably have to say that 90% of the general populace feels the same way. Why don't we just have Medicare for all? Because the health insurance companies, by the way, who are subsidiaries, some of them are subsidiaries to these big financial institutions, won't make any money. They'll go out of business. What? Even that guy that was on C-SPAN this morning, the guest host, he's such an illiterate ass. He's saying, well, you know, these countries, because one guy said, well, what about in Europe? You know, and he stated that, well, the government pays the health insurance companies your premium. That's why you have free health care, but you don't, because the government pays health insurance companies. That's lying bullshit. In England, there's no health insurance company. The hospitals, all the medical staff, all government employees, they work for the English government. You know, Italy the same way, France the same way. You know, I don't know why he pulled this one out of his ass, but he pulled it somewhere, and that's what he said. Well, the government's over there, they pay health insurance companies. For your, they pay your premium, but you pay a high tax. You know, what's the difference paying, I don't know about you guys, but we pay about $180 a month for health insurance, and then you have the $4,000 deductible before the insurance even cuts in. So we're looking at what? About $6,000 a year in health insurance. I would be more than happy to pay that to the federal government into a health care tax. Well, my wife and myself don't have to worry about deductibles or prescriptions or anything. We just go into these nonprofit hospitals, and it's got government employees, and get health care. It don't cost us anything except what we pay in taxes. But I'm with that one guy. Why don't we just take the defense budget, cut in half, and throw it in there and get this thing rolling? Excuse me. So anyway, we'll play a little bit of music here. But if you want to call in, and we can talk about any of these topics, like capitalism, we haven't even touched on the electoral vote yet, healthcare, defense budget, and tell me who you guys are really afraid of. Oh, I'll tell you right now after the song. Welcome back. It's Mark Cancel, your host, and we're going to be talking about where are we going. I think that's a lot of anticipation, fear, anxiety, because no one knows where we're going. We're going down a new path in our country's history. Having a president-elect that has no experience, has the personality of a narcissist, and his actions towards, Vladimir Putin, it's no one knows. And that the not knowing is what scares a lot of people. Worried about not knowing. The normal run-of-the-mill politicians, still a pretty good idea what they're going to do. This guy, no clue. And a lot of people are going to say, well, that's why I vote for him. He's new, he's fresh, he's going to drain the swamp. Well, folks, he's not draining no swamp, and he's not doing anything. Because what I can see, this is my opinion, he's into this to make money. What did he say about a week after he found out he won? He was on, I think it was ABC or Fox News. He goes, well, I know, we'll get paid $400,000. He goes, but I don't want it. I'll just, I know legally, I think you have to take something. You pay me a buck. Folks, I'm telling you, he's there for the money. But he said one of his campaign things, we're going to make money. Our country is going to make so much money. That's not the kind of leader I want, whose main demigod is the dollar, who doesn't care about anything else but making money. You don't give a crap about the immigration problem or those millions of people from Syria, refugees that just don't have nowhere to go, And that's, you don't care about any of that. He wants to make sure that he makes that him and his cronies make a lot of money, and that he has the United States military force to help him make the money. Now, just put them together. Why would he surround himself with some of the top generals from the Iraq-Afghanistan wars, and by billionaires? We talked a little bit about the education system, which DeVos is going to privatize. They're going to privatize as much of the government workings as they possibly can. That's how we're going to get good jobs. These jobs aren't coming back from overseas. Hell no. Because I'm kidding, these corporations, the CEOs of these corporations, the only way they're coming back is they're going to make money. And that's the only way they're coming back. They're not going to come back here because Donald Trump's telling them to. They're going to come back here to make money. Minimum wage, man, you're going to get raised. What's he going to do? I don't know. I have no clue what this maniac's going to do. But we'll find out. It's in approximately, 21 days. He's going to put his hand up and take the oath and become our new president. And we'll find out what his plans are. Maybe nothing. Maybe he'll just, as long as him and his cronies are making money, they'll just leave everything alone. But I don't see that happening. But anyway, if you want to call in, please feel free to do so. 646-668-2392. And I do have the chat line open. So, what's in that song?
Moonlight and magnolias, starlight in your hair, all the world a dream come true. Did it really happen? Was I really there? Was I really there with you? Our little drama stars fell on Alabama that night. I can't forget the glamour your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairy land that no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me. Dear, my heart beat like a hammer, my arms went round you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. All right, let's take it on down from Muscle Shoals through Decatur. Birmingham. Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T. A situation so heavenly, a fairy land that no one else could enter, and in the center just you and me. Dear, my heart beats like a hammer, my arms went round you tight, last night. One more time, boy. Yes, we lived our little drama. We kissed on the dunes so wide, and stars fell on Alabama last.
Let's talk a little bit about the electoral vote. Did you know that the electoral delegates have to take an oath to the secretary-treasurer of each state, swearing that they're going to vote to who they are told to vote for? And that 26 of these states, if they don't, they are liable for criminal prosecution, whether it be a misdemeanor or felony or fine or whatever. I heard that on C-SPAN, and I listen to C-SPAN a lot, by the way. I go, my God. And out of all 50 states in the United States, two of them have what they call a percentile electoral college, meaning that each delegate that wins a certain percentage of votes in the state will get a certain percentage of electoral votes. We talked about this last week on the show a little bit, but I think that almost this is something that we can change. We, the people, all we have to do is to write our state legislators, representatives for each county, district, and have them introduce a bill. Make our electoral delegates, our electoral votes, be percentile. Anyway, I'm going to end this episode. I don't feel real well, so I'm going to go ahead and end it tonight. Sorry about all that, but y'all have a good evening. Stay warm.